This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 8, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Do you remember life before Garmin introduced the G1000? Neither do we. Early Monday, Garmin announced the next significant advancement to the highly popular and capable glass panel avionics suite, and it's a big one. Garmin tells ANN it recently received FAA supplemental type certification for Garmin Synthetic Vision Technology, designed to fully integrate with the G1000, including existing units already in the field. Garmin's SVT presents a 3D depiction of terrain, obstacles, and traffic on the G1000's primary flight display to replicate what pilots would see outside the cockpit on a clear day. Land, water, and sky are clearly differentiated with shading and textures similar to the topographical colors found on the multifunction display's moving map. SVT alerts pilots of potential ground hazards by displaying them with appropriate TAWS alert coloring. SVT is expected to be available on G900X-equipped aircraft by July and on the G1000 King Air C90 retrofit in 2009. Integration into existing or yet-to-be-delivered G1000-equipped aircraft is being coordinated with aircraft manufacturers. Cessna followed up immediately with its own announcement that it will offer Garmin's SVT on all its G1000-equipped aircraft, starting with the Citation jet family, then on downline to the Caravan and even Piston singles, all within about a year. Cessna says SVT will come to the Mustang as a factory option later this year. Cessna delivered 45 Mustangs in 2007, and the fleet has accumulated more than 10,500 hours. Avadyne Corporation has some big news to share at Lakeland. Early this morning, the avionics manufacturer announced the introduction of its new Integra FMS-900W WAS-enabled GPS NavCom flight management system. The FMS-900W is designed to reduce workload for single-pilot IFR operations and provides fully redundant state-of-the-art VHF and TSO turbine-class FMS capability for all general aviation aircraft. Utilizing a fully modular architecture, the FMS-900W flight management system is an enhancement to Avadyne's Integra integrated flight deck platform and is designed specifically to take advantage of Integra's large format displays and ByteFlight peer-to-peer data bus architecture. Avadyne says it's nearing completion of the product design phase and will soon be pursuing certification. Announcements are promised over the next several months. Pilatus Aircraft announced Monday the receipt of European and FAA certification for the next generation PC-12, now officially called the PC-12NG. Pilatus announced the plane at NBAA 2006, calling the next generation program the latest progression of the popular PC-12 turboprop. Receipt of joint EASA and FAA certification will allow deliveries of the PC-12NG to begin immediately. NG includes a fully integrated Honeywell Primus Apex avionics system, a completely new cockpit designed by BMW Group Design Works USA, and a more powerful Pratt & Whitney Canada PT6A 67P engine. Pilatus Aircraft Limited was founded in 1939 and claims world market leadership in the manufacture and sale of single-engine turboprops. The company says it's the only one in Switzerland that develops and produces private and training aircraft. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Delta and Northwest resume their merger dance marathon. Low-cost airlines, top 2007 performance ratings. And American announces a hiring freeze. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear about the post-9/11 plight of College Park Airport in Maryland from airport manager Lee Schick. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.